Now, another Astros podcast.
1-0. That's hit high in the air, shallow right. Gurriel out, Springer in. Springer making the call over toward the line. And Springer makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros win for the fourth time in their last five games, shutting out the Baltimore Orioles 2-0.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros hitting coach Dave Hudgens, and the Astros picking up a win yesterday over the Baltimore Orioles and getting another home run from Jake Marisnyk. And it's been impressive to watch the way Jake has been swinging the bat this year, especially when you consider, you know, his playing time has been sporadic at times and can be tough to maintain your swing. But what has Jake Marisnyk been doing this year?
He's just worked on having a consistent approach, having a consistent swing. He's improved his mechanics. He's repeating his swing better. He's getting through the baseball better. He's not, we'd say, as steep to the ball. He's just not hitting ground balls. He's, squaring balls up, and his finish is better on his swing. He's just made a lot of progress, and now it's a matter of his approach improving and getting better and getting more comfortable. The more playing time you get, the more comfortable you get, and it's tough to come off the bench and do what he's doing and put up numbers, but he's done a good job of staying prepared and staying ready.
When you talk about Marisnyk, making some adjustments this year, is this something that started for him at the end of last season, near the end of last season, or was it sooner than that?
All last season we've been working on some things, but I think he's become more dedicated to what he's trying to do, and he's not just more dedicated, but understanding what he needs to do. And it kind of started last year at the end of the year, but it's tough to make adjustments in the big leagues during the year. He spent a lot of time in the off season working on it, and he spent a lot of time in the spring, and he's just been real dedicated to his work, and he's got a nice routine. He's understanding more and more about his swing, so yeah, I think he's just learning and understanding what type of hitter he is.
Another guy who is off to an impressive start to the year is Marwin Gonzalez, and we've seen him get better offensively the last couple of years, but 13 home runs last year, career high, already has 11 this year, which leads the team. But I think it's also impressive he's almost matched his walk total from a year ago, which also had been a career high for him.
I think that's the biggest thing. It's not so much the walks, although that's what I like to call a byproduct of swinging at strikes, getting good pitches to hit, and then when you do get the pitch to hit, not missing it. And he's taken advantage of that. I mean, he's a utility player, but he plays about every day. Yeah. Utility because he's so talented and can play all over the field. But what he's done is really focus on his approach and getting good balls to hit. But what's been impressive is when he's getting those balls to hit, he's not missing them.
And Brian McCann coming off the concussion DL today. And I mean, for him, as far as disabled list stints go, not a long one, just a week, but even a week can throw a guy's timing off. How can you help guys when they're coming back off the disabled list, or maybe they've been out for a few games, try to get their timing back or maintain their timing?
Well, the concussion deal is a little bit different because he can't do anything for X amount of days till he's definitely ready. And, we'll see how he comes out. The one thing about Brian is the way he works and his kind of focus, concentration. He takes everything he does really seriously. So the last few days he's been taking batting practice. He's been in the cage a lot doing his work. And he looks ready to go. He said he feels really good. And, we'll see how his timing is. But he has very little movement in his swing. He doesn't have a lot of timing issues. So if his rhythm's there and he's seeing the ball good, I don't see it. It hasn't been a long layoff, so it shouldn't affect him greatly.
Dave Hudgens, Astros hitting coach. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Robert. Anytime.
Delivers the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball, and that one's popped way deep to left field and gone. Four home runs now in his last six games for Jake Marisnyk. Astros a 2-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles tonight. And we're joined now by our Lexus player of the game. He's making a habit of this. Jake Marisnyk, home run to get the Astros on the board. Got the Astros what turned out to be the only run they would need. And Jake, you hit your sixth home run of the season tonight. You had five home runs last year. What's the difference so far?
There's a lot going on. Kind of put a lot of work in this offseason and get some results early here has been good.
Jake, talk about Joe Musgrove. He's been struggling a little bit. Everybody knows it. He knew it. But to come out there against a good offensive team like the Orioles, and throw seven shutout innings when the team really needed it showed something about his character.
Oh, yeah. He came out and, I mean, that was big. He came out and shut him down for a few innings there. And then, I mean, we got our bullpen in there. And, man, the pitchers did a great job tonight. It was unbelievable.
Man, what a lift was it in that eighth inning. The bases loaded, no one out. And Devo and the defense able to get out of that. That really had to give you guys a big lift.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bregman with a big play there to save a run. And then, I mean, DaVinci's been great for us all year. And he got in a tough situation. He kind of showed his heart there and got out of it. And he's been big for us all year. And that was a huge inning for him.
All right. Hey, Jay, congratulations on the home run and on the win.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Musgrove with a deep breath. The 2-2 pitch is grounded to the left side. There's Bregman. Sidearms across and gets in. Nice job by Musgrove. Leadoff double. And a vote of confidence by his manager, A.J. Hitch, to leave him in there. And it pays off for the Astros. We'll go to the stretch. The Astros with a 2-0 lead.
Joe Musgrove is my guest today on Astro Launch. And he of the famous Joe and Devo show that you guys saw on social media last week. And we talked about it in the broadcast last night. Tell us about the Joe and Devo production, and are there going to be more?
Yeah, that was something that was actually brought to us by some of the media here with Houston. And it was just supposed to be something small that they wanted to do over the holiday weekend, and they came on the trip with us. So they suggested going out in the park and doing a little tour of, you know, Central Park and kind of acting, you know, like we know the place and whatnot and the ins and outs and stuff. So we went out there, and we kind of just kind of went with it, you know, kind of just tried to feed off each other and, you know, little jokes here and there, and then hand out some flowers to some moms and do something nice. But I got a lot of good feedback, stuff that we kind of weren't expecting. We thought it was just going to kind of be a little short clip that they put, but they did a good job putting it all together. Yeah. And people seem to have really liked it. So me and Devo have kind of talked about looking at the schedule and sitting down and trying to program out a couple things that we can, like, pick out some cool cities with some good attractions, or even going around Houston and doing some food spots or some local places to visit. I've checked out some of the museums and stuff here, so there's a lot of cool stuff, and I think we're pretty excited to try and do another episode.
Funny you should mention that, Joe. I've got some ideas for you. You ready?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, I want you to think about going into a pool hall, you and Devo, maybe some biker gear, and you guys go hustle some guys in a pool game and offer them Astros tickets if you lose.
Oh, we could absolutely do that. Me and Devo are big pool sharks, so we would love to do that. That would be sweet.
How about a production of a lip sync of a music video? You think you guys could pull that off?
That's what I'm saying. I had the tap dancing background. I'm sure we can whip something up, put something together.
And he's got the art. He can do some art.
Artist. He's a real good artist, yeah.
Okay, last night's game, obviously a big one for you. And what resonated with me in your post-game comments yesterday was how it made you feel good that your teammates could rely on you and you could go out there and help them, and you want them to have that trust in you. Tell me what you meant by that.
This is a really special team. This is the first time I've gotten to play on a team that seems to have all the pieces together, you know, and everyone seems to be working in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been fun. I mean, every day you come to the park, it's something new and exciting, and, you know, you come to the field with that feeling we're going to win every day, you know. And, you know, it's been really tough for me the past couple weeks to, you know, feel like I'm not contributing and not doing my part, especially when things are going well. You know, it's hard to really completely enjoy the vibe and the feel that's going around when I'm struggling, you know. So, but, you know, that also helped me realize that, you know, this game hasn't changed, you know, since I started playing it. You know, the little things here and there have, but the idea of the game and my mentality and the way I approach it, you know, hasn't changed. I've just, you know, you try not to let the bad days pile up on top of each other, and, you know, that was happening to me, and I wasn't really feeling that good mentally. A lot of it was physical, you know, not knowing where I was at in space with my delivery and stuff and trying to search for too many things. But last night I felt like I really settled in, and you know, my work in between starts was really diligent this week, and tried to really go step by step and have a positive, you know, mentality every day of working, whether it was, you know, whether I was accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish or not. I wanted to feel like I was constantly taking steps in the right direction, and, you know, mentally going into the start last night, I felt the best I felt. So.
And Evan Gattis did a great job yesterday. One of the key moments for me was the strike him out, throw him out, 3-2 count to Seth Smith, a tough hitter. Yeah. You made a great pitch, and Gattis bailed you out with a great throw to second.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a big turning point. I'd say that was probably the most important pitch of the whole outing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's no one out, man on first, the leadoff guy gets on with that little squib hit, you know, so that's tough. And you want to try, and I think I did a good job last night of kind of keeping guys where they're at once they got on base, you know. And, you know, you get in a 3-2 count there, and I'd beaten him with changeups earlier. You know, I got him fastball up in the count late. You know, so I felt like the changeup was a pitch to go there, and obviously that's not the pitch that I have the greatest command with, but, you know, I just committed to it 100%, and, you know, if I end up walking him there, if Gaddy doesn't, you know, the situation doesn't go how it does, we get first and second, and now we got Jones, Machado, all the big bats coming up in the lineup, so that was a huge point for me, and I think that really allowed me to get that extra seventh inning. You know, if I end up walking that guy or if we don't get the strikeout throw, that's another batter I got to face more pitches, so... Yeah, I mean, Gaddy did everything right, and I actually crossed him up a couple times last night. I apologized to him, you know, because it's really easy. You saw with McCann, you know, things, people get crossed up all the time. Things, you know, things happen. So I was really, really apologetic about that. But he did a good job of. I mean, it was actually a fastball up. I think he was expecting a curveball of Smith, and we went fastball up, and he swung through it. And luckily, Gaddy was there to catch it, or else we had a guy advancing 90 feet.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Well, it was a great job. Seven shutout innings for you. Great job. Keep up the great work, and thanks for catching up.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.